And when you said about 3 or 4 lifetimes to gather the step one experience over there, which of the vibrational contents manifests when you are in the vortex?
Well, we tease when we say that you've put enough in there to keep you busy for a very long time. And what we mean is there is enough pleasure to be harvested to keep you happily moving on. But did you hear us say today that that won't stop you from adding more to it? It's not only that you put the individual components in, but you meld them together into perfection with one another. As we visit with any of you, we've never met anyone who could accurately articulate the wonderment of their vortex, because you've added to it so incrementally, you don't even realize the magnificence that is assembled on your behalf, that is assembled because of your asking, you see. So when you get in sync with it, then the beauty of it is that it just unfolds in this perfect pace. It's like if it would have been awkward if on the day you got on board, your cabin steward had just brought all of your meals for the entire cruise to you all at once and said, we found it to be more efficient if you just eat them all now. And then we'll be done with that, and then we can get on with other things. It's better that it sort of comes and comes and comes and comes. And that's the way the deliciousness of life is, you see, just continuing to unfold. Did we get to what you were reaching for?
Yeah. Thank you.
Very good.
Wow. It's wonderful to be here. Thanks to all of you. My question sort of relates to the gentleman who was up here earlier talking about his Parkinson's and how that has actually helped him experience a different element of life than he feels he would have otherwise.
And asking is always important to the receiving of everything.
Right. And in Source, when you talk about Source calling us towards the vortex or towards the vibrational escrow,
toward the whole of what you've become, calling you home, calling you to the conclusion that you've already created.
Right.
Calling you to the inevitable. Calling you to the inevitable.
Right.
Because you can't have expansion and not take it.
Right.
But you can hold yourself off from it, and that feels awkward.
Right. So do we ever attract things that we would label as negative, but that ultimately are moving us in that direction?
Everything.
So we do.
The well-being is so profound that every single thing you attract, no matter how you label it in the moment, is for the purpose of expansion.
Right.
But when you learn to manage your gap, you don't experience pain.
I see.
It's sort of like when you go to a buffet with variety and there's things you don't want to eat, you don't freak out.
Right.
Because you don't believe that anybody's going to make you eat them, at least not after you left home.
Right. Right.
But when you believe that unwanted things have the power to assert themselves into your experience, then you get all backwards in your approach to things, and you push against things that you try to push away, but instead of pushing them away, you activate them in your vibration and then just bring them closer to you. But no problem there, because all it does is make you want the absence of them more or the presence of their opposite even more.
Right.
It's all this wonderful diversity for the purpose of focusing.
So despite appearances, it's all moving. It's all well-being.
Everything is well-being.
Right.
And there is no backward motion. There is no regression. There is no becoming less.
Right.
So every negative emotion, no matter how slight or severe it is, always means the same thing. A part of me is expanded and the other part of me didn't take the expansion.
Okay.
But the good news is, that's what we mean by making peace with the discord.
Right.
The good news is I've expanded. I just didn't go.
Right.
And that's really the indicator when you have something like Parkinson's or something dramatic.
Sure.
It's really a powerful indicator that I really reached to a new place, but then physically I held back for whatever reason.
Right, right. Now, when you talk about the evolution and expansion and
The inevitable evolution and expansion.
And our physical apparatuses, it sometimes appears as if perhaps our physical apparatuses don't keep up from an evolutionary perspective.